Welcome to the latest podcast from Adept English, aimed at helping you to improve your understanding and fluency in spoken English. Listening to Adept English will help your understanding become automatic, just like when you hear your own language. For more information, visit our website at adeptenglish.com. Hi there, I'm Hilary, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. This is the Monday podcast, so slightly longer for you today. We are here to supply you with good listening material for your English language learning. Learn vocabulary with us through listening to interesting articles and increase your understanding, and therefore also your ability to speak English. Well, today I'd like to talk about an aspect of a story which has been in the news in the last few weeks. I'm sure you will have heard about the story from Thailand about the 13 boys and their football coach who were trapped in caves by heavy rain. If you're not sure what I'm talking about yet, the country of Thailand has the capital Bangkok, and there was a dramatic rescue from underground caves. All 13 boys and their football coach survived, but they had to be brought out in small groups. Apparently their football coach, a coach if you like, is a sports teacher, he was a former Buddhist monk. So he helped the boys stay calm by using the things he learned as a monk. The word Buddhist means to do with the religion Buddhism, the most common religion in Thailand. And a monk is a man who has committed himself to spend time within a Buddhist community, living a simple life, spending time on reflection and meditation. Reflection, or the verb to reflect, means that you spend time thinking about your life and how to live it. And meditation means taking yourself out of your normal life, your normal routine, and spending time clearing your mind, spending time reflecting. The word rescue in English means the act of saving someone from danger. So the boys went missing with their coach in the underground caves, and their exit, their way of getting out, was suddenly blocked by rainwater. Thailand is a country which has monsoon rains. This is something that we don't really have in Europe. In a monsoon, the rain is much more sudden and much heavier than normal. So in Thailand, in monsoon season, the rain comes across from India, where it starts, and the monsoon lasts from June to October. Flooding is very common, and the rainfall can be dramatic. And so, as we know, the boys and their coach had first of all to be located. Their exact position had to be found. And the rescue, which was quite dangerous, happened over a number of days. But happily, all 13 of the boys and their coach were rescued and were said to be in good health. What's really interesting to me is that they spent a brief period of time in hospital after their rescue, just to check that they were all okay, and probably to ensure that they were eating again, as they'd all managed without food for a long time. But after this, 12 of the 13 boys went with their coach to join Buddhist monasteries for 9 days. One of the boys will not be taking part because he is a Christian. Now, apparently there is a tradition that boys or men who have faced adversity, who've had a difficult experience, often go and temporarily become Buddhist monks. Temporarily means it's only for a short time. It's not permanent. So there have been pictures on the news of the boys having their heads shaved, having all their hair cut off, and wearing the usual orange robes or saffron robes of Buddhist monks. Their time as monks will be spent in reflection and living a simple life, with possibly only one meal a day. It's not possible to become fully a Buddhist monk until you're 20 years old, so the boys will be what are known as novices. A novice means someone who is new in a situation, someone who is trying it out. The coach, who is a 25-year-old man, used to be a Buddhist monk anyway, and he apparently left to care for his grandmother. He's re-entered monastic life, so he's become a Buddhist monk again. Part of the purpose of this is to honour the fact that a man died during their rescue. A Thai man, Saman Gunan, died when he lost consciousness delivering oxygen tanks into the cave. I find it interesting that it's quite usual within the Thai and Buddhist culture for young men to join a monastery for a period of time, just as a normal part of growing up. And there's also the tradition that after a difficulty, after a big event in someone's life, it's usual to go and do this too. If these boys had been from the UK, it's likely that they would have received counselling or therapy for their trauma. The word trauma comes from Greek, and it means a negative event, something which has a bad effect on your life for a long time after it's happened. Here in the UK, it would be recognised that they may need to process what they'd experienced, and there may be effects on their lives after the event. But we would try and support them in a very different way. So it's really interesting to me to see how another culture responds to such an event. The boys will be in different monasteries and they will spend 9 days in reflection and contemplation, living a traditional simple life, meditating and cleaning the temple. It's seen that the experience they have had in the cave and being rescued will be a point in their lives, which means that everything is different afterwards. One person said, "It is as though they have died and been reborn." This is very much what people say when they go through a traumatic experience, that there is life before the experience and then life after the experience. I rather like the idea that joining a monastery as a monk and living this kind of life is possible as a temporary, short-term situation. I wonder what difference it might make to our society here in the UK if this was much more a normal part of our life, of growing up, of our experience. It's time out to reflect, away from all the elements of modern life, away from the things which normally take all our attention. It seems like a really good thing to do, especially while you're young. And also as a response for people who have suffered traumatic events. Interesting thoughts, I hope. Anyway, enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. But don't forget to visit our website and find other podcasts and transcripts, so the written version of everything that we release in PDF format, and lots of interesting articles on there. You can sign up for our free 7-day course, and if you're really serious about learning English, course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.